here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Hello and thank you for tuning my way this morning. I hope that we do have a word of encouragement with a song, a message, whatever we do. This is a day the Lord hath made, and He made it expressly just for you and I. And He said, rejoice in this day. So today, we're going to rejoice and magnify the Lord together, okay? Well, let's get right into our service today and do this song for you here. And this one says, it is no secret what God can do.
Chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell, and was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others,
secret what God can do. He's changed lives. I remember one time a truck driver was going through this area, and I preached on He Can Put You Back Together Again, and he sent me a letter, requested that sermon, and he said he was a divorced man. His wife had left him and all of that, and he was very discouraged and very disgusted, and I sent him the tape, and he sent me a letter about 2 months later and said, well, God will do just what He said He'd do. Well, I knew that. God can put you back together again. So I'm glad for that this morning. I'm glad that I represent a God that works. Thank God He's not Buddha or anyone else, but He works in my behalf. And you ought to be glad for that this morning, that you can serve a God who cares about you. My daddy's song was, no one ever cared for me like Jesus. And that's the way I feel about it. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. So I'm here today to tell you truly, you can find something to believe in. I want to remember Ed and Mary Jo Ballinger today. Thank you, Ed, for the wonderful gift you sent us. This has been a tough month. The last 2 months has been tough. And then Miss Brown, we appreciate that. And Ruby Dixon, we appreciate that. And Bobby and Alicia Coulter, we appreciate their offering. And the Red Sulphur Church, every month they give us an offering on the broadcast, and it kind of holds us up. So I appreciate that, but we're still running a little bit behind. But I'm trusting God that He will close the gap for us. So you continue to pray for us and help us if you can. Let's go right now and do this song for you, and I hope you enjoy this one also. Understand it all right now. I've been preaching for 50 some years, and it seemed like the more I know, the less I find out I'll really know. But anyhow, I know that heaven is real. I want to do this song for you. Heaven is real. So you give it a listen to. I want to send it out to all my listeners. Maybe you're listening for the first time. Thank you for tuning me in. And thank you for my long-time listeners and my long-time supporters. I could not make this broadcast without you, but we've been here since 86. God has really blessed us, so I'm thanking you for that. So let's go right now and listen to this song. And this one says, Heaven is Real.
Life we know, whose beauty and splendor at its walls and streets are pure gold. Though my eyes cannot see and my hands cannot touch it and feel, I plan to go. Mansion, why it's only a humble abode. Oh, I still want to go. Oh, that's where my soul longs to be. For my Savior is there, and that makes it heaven for me.
Everything we do is in vain, but I believe that heaven is real. It's a real place for real people. We can go there and live throughout eternity. I'm not in no big hurry to go there, but I'm ready to go, and that's the main thing, to be ready, because we know not the hour the Son of Man will call us home. But I'm thankful for that, and you continue to pray for Martha. She's in a soul kind of a soul rest right now, and she's just, well, she's sleeping all the time, so you need to pray for her, lift her up. All the people that we talked about here that we need you to pray for. We want to pray for Miss Neely and Doris. I haven't heard from her for a while. I hope that she's doing all right. And I appreciate Ed and Mary Jo Ballinger. Like I said, the offering they sent us kind of helped us out of this hole. So I'm glad for that. So let's go right back now and listen to this next song. And I'll be right back with today's message.
A woman in the Bible days, her last meal almost gone. But God would send a prophet just to make his word known. He said, woman, now don't you worry, for God sent me today. And before you even ask him, help is on the way. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. A brighter day is coming for those who believe and pray. Give up today. Just hold on a little longer. Help is on the way. Soul life confined, burdens get you down. You think there's no one listening, why you think there's no one around. Just remember what his word says, just trust him and obey. Keep your eyes toward heaven, for help is on the way. Just hold on a little longer, help is on the way. A brighter day is coming for those who believe and pray. Now help won't help tomorrow if you give up today. So hold on a little longer, help is on the way.
Yes, sir, just hold on a little longer because help is on the way. God is always moving in our behalf, and sometimes we got to wait upon the Lord. The Bible says they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings of the great eagle. So today, we got to wait upon God. We get out ahead of God, then God cannot work on our behalf. So let's wait on God and see what God has in store for us, okay? I want to play this song for you right here. I love this song. It's a great meaning, and I want you to just give it a listen to and see what you think of it, and I'll be back with today's message.
It's a privilege to walk with Jesus, to be able to share his great love with assurance that he can praise him and know his great love.
Yes, we can.
Just to know and trust him to guide.
Oh, praise the Lord.
It's a privilege to know. What a joy just to be able to talk with our Savior.
just to go to him and tell him all about the burdens that sometimes we have to bear. To be able to trust him for all of life's blessings, thank God, yes. It's a privilege to know he cares. Sing it now, children. It's a privilege to walk with the Savior. We can praise him and know his great love. Just to know and trust him to guide us. Yes, we can. It's a privilege to know the Lord. Oh, it's a privilege to walk with the Savior. We can praise him and we can know his great love. Just to know and trust him to guide us. It's a privilege to know.
Yes, sir, it's a privilege to know our Lord. And I love that song. I wish I had the music to that and I could do that. I sing that all the time. What a privilege it is to know Jesus. And I wonder sometimes, why did Jesus ever see in me? I mean, on the sidewalk of Florida, Virginia, he saw something in me I couldn't see in myself. And God is always looking for you. I know a lot of people say, well, I sought for the Lord and found him. Well, you don't have to find God. He'll find you. He'll come to you in the worst moments of your life. I can remember years ago I had a surgery up in Fairleigh, and I was there 39 days. And I would find myself walking the floors at night, and I would sing that song, he can put you back together again. I had pneumonia. I had blood clots in my lungs. I'd had a surgery in my stomach, and I didn't know I could even pull through it. But anyhow, God was there all the time. All the time, God was talking to me. I wonder sometime what God ever seen in me. Well, maybe I deserved it. No. I don't deserve salvation. I don't deserve it. But Christ was willing to go to the cross and die a death that I should have died. He hung there at Calvary and cried, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And then the last of that said he gave up the ghost and he died. But he didn't die. He went into the region of the damned. There he took the keys of hell, death, and the grave. And listen, I'm heaven bound today. It's not by my choice, but it's by God's choice. You see, when God chooses you and he lays his hands upon you and anoints you and sends you forth, I remember just like it was yesterday, happened in 62, God said, I want you to go preach my gospel. And I've been preaching for many years. I've pastored several churches. I've been on this radio stage for 86, since 1986. I have a worldwide website that Daryl Olson and his brother does that for me out in Arizona. Daryl Olson does that for me, and a Olson over there at the Princeton Hospital, and they do my website, and I'm preaching now in around the world. Now, who would ever thought of that? Well, you say, Tommy, you deserve that. No. I told you a while ago, I didn't deserve anything. I don't deserve to go to heaven, but heaven is mine, and heaven is real. I thank God that when I slip from this life into this next life, I don't have to worry. You know, my prayer is that I can just outlive Martha. I want to be able to outlive Martha. I don't know why, but my boys would take good care of her. They love their mother. and they care about their mother, but I just want to be there. I want to be there. I went over the other day, and it may be wrong of me. It may sound wrong of me, but I stood there. She was gasping for breath and couldn't get her eyes open, and God bless her heart, down to 100 pounds now, just skin and bones, and I prayed, God, take her on. But God will take her on in His good time. He's got a time designated to take her home. And what a privilege it's been down through these many years to minister to you. I've helped a lot of people. I'm not bragging. I'm just giving God all the praise. I've helped a lot of people along the way. And I've sang songs and preached the gospel and told you about how God can change your life. He can give you something to believe in. He can give you a reason for living. And listen, that great reason is because God died that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And I'm living that abundant life today. And thank God, because of His death on Calvary, there is a resurrection. He said, if there be no resurrection, then my preaching is in vain. My hope is in vain. Everything that I do is in vain. But thank God today, I have a hope. I have a peace that surpasses all understanding. And I have that peace because Jesus said, my peace I give unto you. My peace I leave with you. And today I have that peace, and you can have that peace also today.
Little understanding, not a word to speak. Father led His favorite son toward a mountain peak. Each step would bring them near the place where the sacrifice would burn. Just before the lad would die, Father Abraham will learn there's a miracle on the other side of the mountain. Step by step He climbs to meet you at the highest point of faith, where hope unites with promise, mercy makes a way. There's a miracle on the other side today.
Well, neighbor, I got to get out of here. I see my time has come to go, but let's pray together. Father, I pray for the unseen audience. I pray for the sick. I pray for that one right now who's lost, and conviction is drawing them near to the cross. Lord, they think it's hopeless and helpless, but Lord, nothing gets beyond Your hand reach. You can reach out and pick them up and restore them. And Jesus, I pray that You'll give them something to believe in, because that is important, that we believe in God. He said, they that come unto Me, I will in no wise cast them out. Now, neighbor, you can tell the devil that. He said, I will in no wise cast you out. He will take you under His arm and under His wing, and He will protect you. And I pray for you today. So I want you to remember that and confess your sin and tell God. Don't try to lie, or don't try to tell God you've had a lot of problems. He knows all your problems, all your situation. But He is a helper in the time of need. There's a miracle in the making for you.
Walk on a little farther.
Well, neighbor, just keep pressing on just a little farther right now. I pray for you. I pray that God will undertake and hold you up. I'll be at the Pillar of Truth this weekend preaching. Let's remember Patty and Barry in our prayers. And I'll be at Red Sulphur on the fourth Sunday night and the fifth Sunday morning preaching. I appreciate these people. They've held my hands up for many years. So goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer. You can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.
Where hope unites with promise and mercy makes a way, there's a miracle on the other side today.